Pete and Kimba for breakfast.
On Mix.
Going to issue a bit of a trigger warning here because we're going to be talking about some serious topics that cover, you know, drug use, mental health, assault, that kind of thing. Because we're talking about the show Baby Reindeer that's on Netflix at the moment, which is the real life story of the main actor. He's put the show together because he was actually stalked in real life.
This piece of audio from the show about her crashing his comedy gig is just stunning. Take a listen to this.
Now let's do some prop stuff. All right.
Especially for you. I want to let you know what I was going through.
Thanks for that. Moving on.
I miss you.
I miss you too, random stranger.
I'm not a random stranger. I'm your ex. Don't be so cruel. Who's that girl you were talking about just then?
Just to give you some context, ladies and gentlemen, this is Martha, my stalker. Say hello to Martha.
Don't you dare say that to me! I'm a paying customer! How dare you insinuate mixed intentions! You apologise to me right now!
So this guy, Richard Gadd, who's created this show, in real life, his Martha, or his woman who was stalking him, sent 41,071 emails, 350 hours of voicemail, 744 tweets, 46 Facebook messages, 106 pages of letters. And but it went on over a four-year period.
The fact that this show is based on his actual account of events that happened, like that bit of audio that you just heard then, just makes me feel sick in my stomach.
Oh, I don't know how he doesn't have PTSD just from putting the show together and acting in it.
Because
I remember years ago, I had a stalker here when I worked here, and that got a bit out of hand.
So what happened there? I mean, you were telling me off the air that we even got to the stage where you needed security, like the station organised security to get you from your home to here.
Yeah. I don't know who the person was, and they kept coming into the reception area asking to see me or pretending they had a meeting booked to see me and that they had a time booked. And the receptionist staff were just going, no, she doesn't book meetings with people here. That's not possible. And he kept pushing and pushing. He'd come back multiple times. And it got to the point where they would call me and say, don't come to work yet because he's here and he won't leave because he's waiting for you. And so I couldn't come to the building. And then it got to the point where he came and frequented so much and was being so strange that they actually, that management arranged for security to follow me from home each day and drive me home every day so that this person wasn't around.
How long did this go on for?
Probably 2 months.
2 months.
Or so. And then like, we had the police involved. We had all the CCTV footage so I could see if I could recognize him. Like,
and then did he just disappear?
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst part, that they've just disappeared.
I mean, thank goodness. Because I guess they've gone away, but it means they obviously found somebody else.
Sorry you had to go through that. That
sucked. Oh, it's just a strange thing. Because you don't know what... I guess in radio too, you know, we have public profiles. We've put ourselves into a position where people feel like they might know us, that they feel like they are, you know, we're close to them. And so sometimes that blurs the lines of what kind of relationship you have with them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a scary thing. And you hear people's lives being ruined by it. You hear all these celebrities that go, they often have to deal with those people that are just rocking up to their houses or following them around. It's a very difficult way to live your life.